Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
You've asked for it, and yes, we heard you. It's bigger, brighter, and better. Yes, 10 times the money is back, giving you more chances to win, more prizes, lower odds. It's 10 times the excitement, and you can win up to $1 million instantly. All this for only $500 per ticket. Playing 10 times the money is so easy. In the same row across, if your number matches the winning number, win the prize shown for that row. If you scratch reveal a 2 times, 5 times, or 10-time multiplier, you automatically win the prize for that row times the multiplier. So come on, play your favorite 10 times the money scratch game again. And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB.
When last we were in Murondoy, Rhonda and Aubrey had tested positive for chlamydia. She accused him of infecting her and warned him to stay away from her. Aubrey begged her to forgive him and reminded her that they were to leave for New York soon. Eva read about climate change in Denzel's school book and questioned Catalina about what it meant. While chatting, she asked her to stay for the August holiday, and Catalina even suggested that they invite her mother over for dinner, an invitation that Joy didn't readily accept. And now as we return, Shelley, Catalina and Mala are at the clinic to have their pap smear done.
Well, Catalina girl, did they finally reach?
Yeah.
Auntie Myrtle wasn't supposed to come with you?
Yeah, girl, but she gone up there, okay, so I guess she can do it when she come back.
Okay. You nervous?
Nah. I almost 100% certain that everything gonna be alright with me.
Well, I ain't so sure. After all, I had sex pretty young.
Well, me too, but I would be very surprised if anything wrong.
Well, we got to go into it with a very positive mind.
Yeah. Providing Shelly reach here just now.
She always late.
Yes, I know I always late. But y'all want to excuse me this morning. I had to make my husband's breakfast.
Morning.
Shelly, we could stand the man touching you.
Well, you well and proper arrive. When is the same man that used to be touching you in all shapes and forms not so long ago?
Don't remind me about it. That was business. The fact that you're doing just because...
How about we don't talk about me and my husband and just go and do the pap smear? How about that?
Just fine with me.
Me too.
Thank you.
Shelly, how was it for you?
Girl, I nearly dead when I see the instrument.
You mean the speculum?
Yes, the thing.
I had to ask the doctor the name because I want to know if it's really the he'd been using.
Me too, because I couldn't imagine. But I must say I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was comfortable. No discomfort.
Same here. I wonder how Kathleen is making out though.
We can find out when she come out.
You think they can find anything wrong with me, though?
Girl, I hope not. But it's good we checking now.
The doctor said if they find any precancerous cells, they could get rid of it.
Yeah, he said that they could freeze the abnormal cells.
Or remove the entire area.
A cone biopsy?
Something so. Or they could burn the cells.
Yeah, laser therapy.
You proper learn thing? The things we women go through.
What if they have to take out your entire womb, though?
Especially if you're not children like me.
That's why we need to start safe practices from young.
Yeah.
You want children, though, Shelly? Especially now that you're a married woman?
Children with Ignatius? Your look.
So there's a no.
Who knows? You mentioned you would like to have another son. And you know, a child would be guaranteed. Need inheritance.
Exactly.
And duh would mean I good for life.
You better start working on the baby tonight.
You know.
Catalina.
How was it, girl?
Not bad at all. The doctor was nice and gentle.
Well, this is it, girls. We just gotta wait to get back the results in the next couple of weeks.
And hopefully, all is well.
Jaden, I know you're gonna be alright. Mommy asked me to bring you over to introduce you to the family weeks ago, but I was waiting till exams finish and school close.
You sure about this, Alexis?
Yes.
Sure your stepfather won't pull a gun on me?
A gun? Boy, your imagination loud. Where would Simon find a gun?
I'm serious, babes. I'm really nervous about this.
You trust me?
Yeah.
Well, good. I give you my word that it's going to be okay.
But Alexis... Your mom knows that we had sex.
And?
She might just be setting me up for a beatdown. Next thing I go in there and your stepfather jumps me.
Here we go again with your little imagination.
Look at the rain suddenly set up just so.
And what that has to do with anything?
Sun was shining bright not so long ago. And tell me why it rained in July. It's probably a sign that I shouldn't be here.
Boy, stop. Rain falling in July is nothing but climate change.
Climate change? You really believe that?
Why not? You ain't just asking why we get the rain in July? Right now my brother doing some research on it.
I just think this rain set up because your mother and your stepfather waiting for me.
Jada, seriously? There are many impacts of climate change, like...
somebody setting up for you.
No, like changes in the ocean and how much energy we receive from the sun.
You're right.
And pollution too.
Yeah, whatever. Look, I really don't feel comfortable doing this right now. Shoots, man.
Come on, let's go inside. We can't stand out here in the rain.
You sure it's gonna be all right?
I promise.
So, this is the young man.
Yes, Mr. Simon.
He can speak for himself. Stand up straight, boy.
sorry, sir.
Where is mommy?
She went to the supermarket. But I could handle this till she gets back.
Oh, and where are Eve and Denzel?
Denzel isn't home as yet. Eve is by her mom.
Okay, well, I would just let Jaden come back another day.
Yeah, we could do that.
No. I want to have a chat with you, young man. Alexis, you can go start dinner or something since Annie Myrtle is out of town.
I don't have to do dinner today.
Well, do something. I want to have a private chat with Jaden.
But why?
You're going to stand there and debate me on this?
Anything you have to say to him, you can say in front of me.
Okay, fine. Let's sit.
I don't need you interrogating him.
He wouldn't be sweating so much if he didn't have anything to hide.
I have nothing to hide, sir.
Very well.
I really brought Jaden to meet mommy and...
not to me because I'm not your biological father.
I didn't say that.
But it was what you're going to imply, right? Even though I've been helping your mom take care of you and your brother for how long? Where is your biological father again? Well, where is he?
I don't know.
Very well. Well, young man, what are your intentions with this young lady?
Well, Alexis is my girlfriend.
And you two have had sex, right?
Mr. Simon!
We're all big people here. How old are you, young man?
17.
And you think at 17 you're financially stable enough to look after a child?
I am not pregnant.
I don't plan on having any baby soon, sir.
But you two have had unprotected sex, right?
That was a mistake we don't plan on making again.
You be quiet, Alexis. I want to hear from the young man.
Sir, we're not going to make that mistake again.
You better not. Sexually transmitted infections, pregnancy, HPV. Her mom has been talking about this a lot lately. You have already put her at risk.
Jay didn't force me to do anything. We both agreed to have sex.
Oh, is that so? I wish you would talk so boldly when your mother's around.
Look, enough. Come on, Jaden. You'll meet mommy another day.
Bye, sir.
Hello. I'm not finished.
Mommy?
I tell you, this July rain freaking me out.
Hi, mommy.
Hi.
I just brought Jaden to meet you.
Hi, Jaden.
Hi, mom.
Why everybody looking so?
He couldn't deal with my line of questioning, so they were about to leave.
Mommy, he was harassing him.
By stating the cold hard facts? Young lady, you need to grow up. You have no business having sex if you can't deal with the real world.
All right, Simon, all right.
Look, I'll be in the bedroom.
Come on, let's sit down.
How did it go this morning, mommy?
With the pap smear?
Yeah.
It went well.
Happy to hear.
So, this is Jaden.
Yes.
Well, I waited long enough.
I told you I was waiting till exams finished, mommy.
I know. I must say you're very tall, Jaden.
Yes, mom.
You play basketball?
Of course.
Well, I'm so happy I'm finally meeting you.
It's nice meeting you too.
So, tell me a little about your family, Jaden Pierce.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Griffiton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322, or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Here's how we can conserve energy and preserve the environment. We can recycle our waste by separating our garbage into various categories such as plastics, paper, metal, and industrial waste. Some of these items can be reused in its present or altered form. We should also use more fabric or paper bags instead of plastic bags when shopping. For more information on how to separate your garbage, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.